Hello. Hello, and welcome to season three, everybody. Happy New Year. If you're a salty emo, tired of the patriarchy, or just want to listen to us rant about books and anime and life, welcome.
Hello. Welcome to Emo Girls Guide.
We are trying something new this season, so I'm pretty excited about it because we're just doing videos. Now you get to watch us.
Now you get to see our faces.
Yeah.
Weird.
You get to watch me in my PJs without makeup on or anything. And
yes. This is a safe space. You will see us. Yeah. Natural. We're here. And if you want to just chill with us in our pajamas, in our rooms.
It's like a sleepover, you know?
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. Like a group of friends. Chilling.
Sleepover book club. How's it going?
It's going. Hello, everybody. I'm Dev. Welcome. We have some news for this season. So start things off, just a quick note that we're moving our book club to Discord.
Yay!
We are trying to find a third space for book friends, and we tested out Fable. We didn't really like it. It wasn't for us, so yeah. We're moving over to Discord. We've used it in the past, and it seems like it is a good place to have a lot of different discussions about a lot of different things, and so hopefully you join us there, and you find some new book friends, and you're able to talk about your current reads, and our book club reads, and
I was just gonna say
moving and TV and whatever else.
Moving to Discord will let us talk about more than just what we're reading for the book club that month. It'll let us talk about books in general and music and TV and just like hang out in general. So we just want to make new friends.
Yeah, we also are looking into like live streaming movies if we need to, like The Hunger Games or watching Percy Jackson together. So
I hope that's possible because that would be really cool.
It would be really fun. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully you can join us. We'll have a link to the Discord in our episode descriptions and then also on all of our social channels. So check it out. Go to the website. But we hope to see you there.
If all goes according to plan, by the time this comes out, it will already be up. So you can find the link in the notes and in our bio and whatever.
Everywhere else.
Everywhere.
But on to the main topic of today's episode, which is December's book club read, which was The 12 Days of Smutmas by Dana Leanne. This was a
What a ride. What a wild ride.
A random Kindle Unlimited read that we stumbled upon.
I feel the need to make a note to anyone who didn't know that we have a book club and they're like, oh, a Discord. And then they're like, 12 Days of Smutmas. We don't normally read shit like this all the time.
We did it for the holidays, okay?
we normally read like regular fantasy books and stuff, but we were like, let's go nuts for the holidays. And
yeah.
Boy, did we.
It was a tough year, 2023. Like,
nuts, really, pun intended.
Smacked us around. We didn't want to think anymore. The holidays were crazy. We were like, you know what? We just need some smut. We just need something with no real plot. So that's what we did.
Success. We really
So the synopsis of this book is that it is 12 stories meant to be read one a day through
for
Christmas.
12 days.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. You start 12 days before Christmas, you read one story a day.
They're super short.
They are very short. There's no plot. The author does do a good job of like denoting that in the beginning of her book. Like she
really is
a lot of trigger warnings, and she leaves a little label that says if you're looking for plot lines and if you're looking for detail and if you're looking for backstory, this is not the book for you. So going in, you know that the main purpose of her stories is just pure entertainment. Like this is what her goal was, which I appreciated. Yeah, I appreciate a self-aware mm-hmm. person. So just know that that's what it is.
Yeah, she did a great job of giving you all of the warnings and stuff ahead of time. And I knew what I was going into when I started reading it. But wow, experiencing it is different.
Yes. And then I don't remember all of the trigger warnings. You're going to have to make sure you just check it if you do decide to check it out from Amazon. But I do know that there's like voyeurism. There's slight BDSM in there. I don't even know what else.
There's a threesome, kind of.
There's like maybe some blood stuff going on because there's a vampire.
Oh, story. Yeah. I liked that one.
I did too. I think that was my favorite one out of all of them.
That one was that story. I know. That story finished, and I was like, I want the whole book. Give me the whole thing. I don't even know where to start.
There's a lot. I think maybe just one, go through them. One
I made
at
a list.
Time.
I went through all of the stories.
Like, I'm glad you did, because I didn't. I just sped through them, and I was like,
she has
a remember.
List of each story on Amazon. So I looked at the title and I tried to remember. So there was like one or two where I was like, I literally don't even remember what that's about.
My one thing, because I am a Virgo, right? And so my one complaint is that I do wish that there was a little more setup for some of these stories. Like,
yes.
Just slightly. Like, I'm not talking that I need, like, a 30-page novella or whatever just to, like, talk about these characters having sex. I just wanted to know, like, for the church one with the
oh my
preacher's
God.
Daughter and, like, the guy who's going after the other mob
that
guy.
That was
like,
the wildest one
I just
for me.
Wanted a little bit more background. Like, is the dude a detective? Is he a the rival mob boss, like, who is he? And then, like, the other mob boss that he's after, like, why is he after? Like, I just wanted a little bit more detail. That's about it. Like, I didn't need much.
Let me set the scene, okay? This story is about a guy who he's in church and he's trying to capture, like, a mob boss or something, or someone in the mob. We don't know if he's in the mafia, but he's after the specific person, and they're in church, like, on Christmas Eve at, like, Christmas Mass or whatever. But he's like, he can't do anything about the guy because he's surrounded by family. And also it feels important to note that on the way, he's in a Santa outfit, right? Because on the way to the church to get the guy, he, like, killed a guy in a Santa outfit and took the outfit and put it on.
Yes.
To, like, disguise himself.
Yes.
And
that
then
did happen.
Somehow that leads to his, so, like, he puts a tracker on the guy's car and he's waiting for him to leave. So, you know, to fill
pass the time,
he starts, you know, screwing around with the preacher's daughter in the preacher's office.
Yeah, and then the candy cane is involved. That's
oh my God, I cannot. That took me right out of it.
Candy cane that is placed
inserted
in
things.
Yeah,
I could not.
Inserted in and out, and
oh my God.
I couldn't get over the logistics of it. Like, you were like, that's
that
a UTI waiting to happen. And
yes.
I was like, it's too sticky. It's not
yes. Both. I was thinking both. That took me out of it immediately. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't understand what's happening, but I can be down with this. And then he got the candy cane. He started messing around with it. And I was like, no, I got so mad. You do not put that up there. Stop it.
Yep.
That's a yeast infection waiting to happen, my friend.
How
dare you?
I could have lived without that one. But the gingerbread baker guy one was really cute,
that
too.
That was so cute.
There are some cute ones. Just know that. There are, like, half of them are, like, cute and fun, and then the other half are like, what are you into?
The candy cane one up the vagina was the craziest one to me. That was...
Yeah,
but all
too.
Of the other ones are, like, not that nuts. I mean, some of them are nuts, but in a fun way.
The two elves, like, doing it in Santa's workshop, and they're like, we can't do this here.
You talk about how you wanted more setup for some of these stories, which I agree with, but I wanted more of the ending for some of these. Like, I was invested in the two elves and their forbidden love. And then there's a part that cracked me the fuck up where they're like making out, and then I guess elves are not supposed to be with one another. It's forbidden. So then they're making out and they're like, but what about our devotion to Santa? We can't. He's like, fuck the devotion. And they, like, start screwing on the table. And I was like, what is happening? But I wanted to find out, like, do they end up together? Does Santa get pissed? I hope they made it.
I hope that they were able to retire happily from the workshop and live their lives. Who knows?
The first story, I was like, excellent first story, just banging hot Santa.
Yes. Easy.
Right
out
of the gate.
The one that I wanted more of is the mistletoe one, like with the Duke or whatever, where she's like,
oh, she
goes away. And then he's like,
I was so mad when that one ended. I was like,
and there was nothing. And I was like, you have a freaking hot Duke here ready to whisk you away. He's a prince, I think. I don't know. Was he a prince? He's some kind of royalty
or something. Yeah.
And that's
it. I thought we were going to get some really amazing, like, Bridgerton in the bushes action.
Yeah, in the snow underneath the mistletoe.
Yes.
And there was nothing. So if anybody has recommendations for that, like, let me know.
Please, yeah.
That one was cut too short. I also could have done less of the igloo story, like, for
what
going the opposite
that?
Direction. I was like, I don't...
That one was weird. Like, she, like, didn't really like the guy. She's like, yeah, this is my boyfriend Chad or whatever his name is, and he's fine. He made an igloo for us to screw in, and then it happens and it's over. And I was like, what? That sounds so cold.
Yeah, like, it was...
No.
It was not fun. And then there was the vamp... Did we talk about the vampire one slightly? Like, that one, I think, was my favorite one.
That one was my favorite. I wanted a whole book of that one.
And the vampire lord is... It's, like, the day after, the night after his holiday party. And then there's, like...
She cuts herself and he smells her blood. And he's like, yeah, let's do this.
It's like, come with me. And he just, like, whisks her away to protect her from everybody
else. Some guest house or something, yeah.
But then they end up.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
because
they're
it.
At a party with vampires, and he's like, you'll draw their attention. That was good. I like that one. And then at the end, he's like, I'm never going to let you go, or whatever he says. And I was
give me more. Yeah. And then it ended.
Some of these were almost too good. Like, I wanted more. The car one, there was one where this woman gets a car for Christmas. From her rich boyfriend.
Oh, that's the voyeur
and then
one.
Yeah, they end up screwing in front of all of their neighbors. And I was like, all right.
If that's your thing. Which, I mean, like, it doesn't, to me, make a lot of sense. Because I'm like, if you're that rich, you usually have, like, privacy around your house. Even from your neighbors. So that way, if you really wanted to, like, do it outside.
How close can you be?
Yeah, you could do it in the privacy of your own backyard.
Do whatever you want.
Because you have gates and stuff like that.
Security.
But, like, okay. And apparently, it wasn't, like, the first time it happened. Like, though that couple was known to just, like, put on a show.
Can you imagine, like, you walk outside and you're like, oh, they're fucking again. There they go.
Yeah. And then she thinks that they're watching because they're into it. And in the back of my head, I was like, I don't know. I don't think I would be like that. I'd probably be like, those are weirdos. Let's go back inside.
Like, what the fuck are they doing in their driveway? Yeah.
Or like, I'm going to record this video to blackmail my rich neighbor for money. Like, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
can
guys.
I sue you?
Think smart.
The second to last story, I finished this book yesterday. The second to last story, I was not, like, it was fine, but it was long. That was, like, one of the longest ones. And it was about the one where she's visiting, her and her boyfriend are visiting his mother for the holidays. And then they end up screwing in front of the fireplace. And she's worried that the mom's going to catch them. It's like, this one is dragging on, and I'm, like, not that into it.
Yeah, and she keeps talking about, like, the super expensive
He uses
rug.
Garland to, like, choke her.
And then they stop and they're like,
and
okay,
I kept looking around at our garland and I was like, I don't know if that would be a good, I don't think that would,
it would
hold
be
up,
itchy. But, I would be so uncomfortable.
He uses it in her mouth so she like can't breathe or whatever. And I was like, ours has like tinsel on. I don't know. That would like not work.
Yeah. I don't know that one. And then they just got up and they're like, let's go make hot chocolate. And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I guess.
And then there's like creaking on the stairs and she's like, oh my God. But that gets her off more. But anyway, I was like, was someone there? Like, I want to know what happened with the creaking on the stairs.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. If you are into that kind of crazy stuff, it was fun. Like,
it was fun. I had a good time.
I read it and I finished it, what, in like a day and a half? I was like blowing through those stories.
Oh,
I
yeah, you went
it
really
fast.
In the beginning, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to read one story a day. And then I didn't do that. And I just binged it in the end. But
I will say that I think even though they're meant to be like holiday Christmas centric, that if you start reading this in the beginning of January, hopefully when this is out, you still have a fun time, like reminiscing. It's still like,
it's a good like
the tail end of your holiday season. You can finish off with a bang.
A winter read if you want.
With 12 bangs if you want.
It's a good like if you need, what's it? A palate cleanser. It's a good palate cleanser.
Yeah, I think if you're trying to get ahead of your reading goal this year, like start off with 12 days of Smutmas and you'll finish it in a day, and then there you go. You're off to a great start, and you get some good smut in there.
The threesome one. There's a threesome story, too, and that one was really weird.
I can't I was reading that in your notes, and I can't remember.
It's,
what it is.
Again, we have no context, so I don't know I don't know who these people are, but it's the woman, and I think she's the boss, and then there's two men. Oh,
yes, and they're at a holiday party, and she goes into the office.
They go into the office, and she's like, it's the day that we've all been waiting for.
Yes.
And then,
And one of them is trying to get a promotion, and she's like, if this goes well.
Is that what it was?
I think so, right? Like, one of them wants to get a promotion?
Yeah.
They both are interested in her, but I feel like I vaguely remember.
That was one where, like, the logistics of what was going on didn't make sense to me, because she was, like, doing something, and then something else happens, and I was like, that's not physically possible, I don't think.
Like, I'm going to need a drawing.
Yeah, can you illustrate this? And then, like, they kind of have sex, and then it's over. And I don't know, it was very quick and weird. I thought that was going to be, like, the longest one, because it was a threesome, and it was the last one. But then it was, like, two pages, and it was over.
Yeah, and then it was done. I feel like it would make a good whole story, like if we had more, if somebody had like a plot to it, like the boss lady and like all of her underlings.
Yeah. I liked that she was the boss, and then they were the two. Like, I liked the dynamic, but I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah. Well, if you're out there listening, somebody write that story for us, and we'll read it
or tell us about the ones that already exist.
But it has to be a girl boss. I don't want a man boss. I want a girl boss,
please. I mean, man bosses are great, and there's a time for those, but give us a
time
woman.
And a place. In slightly related news, since we're wrapping up just, you know, these 12 quick stories, I also did read a Krampus book at the end of last year, and it was actually kind of fun. Like,
I was going to, and then I didn't, so I'm kind
not
of
what
jealous.
I'm used to. It's by the same author that did The Milking Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, she has a lot of stuff that I might like. So I went and I just like paused on my other books, because last year I didn't read a lot, in case you're wondering. But it's called There Arose Such a Clatter, Tales from the Naughty List. And it's all Krampus stories, and it's the same Krampus. So you see him going to all of the little naughty ladies, and you know,
oh, that's
kind of
cool.
Them.
I like it's the same
and it
guy.
Like circles back. Yeah, it's the same Krampus, and he calls out memories from like previous stories and stuff like that. But each of them is a different story.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you're looking for more holiday season reads, just for the end of your vacation or to save up for next season, I'm also throwing that one in the ring. Hold on. I didn't even read who the author was. I think her name is C.M. Nacosta.
Okay. It's like it's a C.
C. Of course it's loading and it's taking forever. Okay. Yeah. C.M. Nascosta. 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 But yeah. Both of these books, I think, for me were like average, solid 3, maybe a 2.5.
If I read a trashy romance book, a 3 is a pretty good rating.
Yeah.
For me. If I give a really trashy romance book a 4, that's like a really great one.
Yeah, no, there was nothing glaringly bad about these, like, that I could find. So, solid 3 in my book. They were fun.
Mm-hmm.
They were quick, so if it's a quick read you're looking for, palate cleansing for all of the high fantasy and fantasy romance and whatever else I've been reading. So I was like, this is nice. I'm ready to jump back in. So
The 12 Days of Smutmas is the book, is the holiday book I read, so I can't contribute to this combo.
We will make it a point. We'll add it to our New Year's resolutions that we have more holiday content and holiday reads, some diversity.
I was so good about Halloween. Like, I started reading Halloween books so early, and I had it ready, and I didn't do that this time.
It's so hard. You need to start reading Halloween books like 3 months early in order to have your list of what to read ready to go by October 1st. So I'm just moving on. We also didn't talk about what we're currently into. So I think that as a fun way to end this episode, we can just jump into like what we're up to. And also, since it's episode 1 of season 3, like what's coming up, like a sneak peek of some stuff where...
Yeah, we can talk about our plans.
We're thinking of. So, to start things off, I am reading Kingdom of the Cursed, which is book 2 in Kingdom of the Wicked series. I think that's what it's called. It's by Carrie Maniscalco, and I know that I'm behind the times. These books came out, like, 3 years ago, I think, 4 years ago, and I just never got into the hype, and I waited, even though I have the special edition set sitting on my shelf.
To be fair, we were jaded by Stalking Jack the Ripper because we were... That series just wasn't for us.
It wasn't, and not because it's YA either. It was because it's just... Audrey Rose, I think that's her name, is not a very well-written character, in my opinion. I know a lot of people love that series. I'm just letting you know what I think. Like... She was always like, I'm a detective. I'm finding clues. I'm going to solve this murder. But, like, she needed help for everything, and she didn't do anything by herself. And at the end of the day, like, she was so shocked at who ended up being the villain in book one. And I was like, girl, I figured this out after the first chapter. Like,
you did.
I seriously called the plot twist of book one, and I think that's why.
You got it. You did it immediately.
I was like, I'm done with this. Like, it's so obvious. I knew who it was.
I'm sorry, I did not like Thomas. My love for Thomas carried me to book two, and then I could not do it anymore because he's a real idiot in that book.
I'm
good.
I read book two as well. I read book two, and then they get on that train, right? Yes, that's the one with, like, the blood tub scene, right?
Yeah. The vibes were excellent, I will say. But, no, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I was... Thomas is great. Audrey Rose...
I feel like I know their whole trajectory. Like, I don't need to read it.
Audrey Rose was not very self-aware. I'm sorry, girl.
No.
You should do some self-growth.
But Kingdom of the Wicked is... I read the first
one. Okay, yeah. So, back to... like, circling back now. Everybody has been talking about Kingdom of the Wicked because Carrie Maniscalco is writing, like, the adult spinoff series. And so, of course, we're here for adult fantasy romance that involves Throne the of Princess the Fall. Of Hell. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, I needed to get on that. And so I binge read the first book in, like, 2.5 days. And it was so much better than Stalking Jack the Ripper. Like,
so much better.
Night and day. The characters are better. Yeah. The vibes are better. The pacing of the book is just, like, 100% better. It's not slow. It's not too fast. Like, you learn enough stuff as you go. And it feels like a completely different author. Figure out the plot twist. It does. It's, like, completely different. And I'm on book two. And let me just say, I was talking to Loretta about this earlier. there's spice in chapter two of this book. And it is not young adult spice. Like, these youths are getting, like, glimpses. I was like, if I read that at 16, I would be scandalized. Like,
I would be too.
I don't know. So.
My Twilight-loving teenage ass would be like, whoa.
Stephanie Meyer's Mormon ideology in Twilight compared to... I was just like, wow. Okay, where are your khaki skirts?
Where you been, Roka?
But it's good. I just, like, wasn't expecting it to be that spicy so quickly, and also it was so graphic.
I wonder if it changes from YA to new adult or something. Like,
I've heard that as the books go on, the spice gets more and more. But, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I wish she would have just written the whole series as an adult series, because I think that it would have been... She would have had a lot more space for, like, a more detailed world, obviously, because you have more of that high fantasy, like, adult mentality going on. Not that the youths can't comprehend it, but that's usually just like how things are written. And we would have gotten more smut, but that's what I'm reading. So just probably prepare for me to just make that my whole personality for the next month or so, because I bought the Barnes & Noble special edition of Throne of the Fallen because I had to have it match my colorful editions. So, and also they had that like 30% off sale.
I got the same Christmas. One, yeah.
So I bought that.
There's like exclusive content and shit. How can you not?
Yeah, and it's, I usually don't like bright colors, but it's actually really pretty. Like it's like
it.
A nice pink. I like the black, but I feel like I like the colorful ones a little bit better for these. I don't know why.
I agree too. Yeah, I got the box set when it was on sale once.
Yeah, so did I.
I have no regrets.
So yes, I'm back in my reading era. Just know that I've put aside my Switch for now and all my other stuff and whatever else I've been binging.
I can't make myself pick up my Switch or I won't read it all.
Yeah.
I can only focus on one hobby at a time for some reason.
Yes. And Percy Jackson just came out, so Loretta and I are planning to reread the first book and then rewatch the movie and rewatch the show and then give y'all a breakdown of all of the stuff.
We're talking about doing Percy Jackson and the Hunger Games. So if y'all have a preference, tell us.
Yes, which one you want to go? Which one you want us to go through first? Because we will be doing the Ballads of Songbirds and Snakes, or whatever that the prequel is called. Because we both watched the movie and we were both sold.
I was expecting to hate that movie. Well, not hate it, but I was like, this isn't going to be good. And then I watched it and it was awesome and I loved it.
Yeah, me too. The chokehold that Corlianis Snow, or however you say his name. Like,
I'm very confused. I have feelings and I don't understand them.
I know that we're supposed to hate him and I do hate him, but it's like a I can change him kind of hate. Like, I know how he ends up. I know he ends up bad, but like maybe somebody could have jumped in there.
If he was in love with me, it wouldn't be like that.
If somebody would have jumped in and filled the void, like maybe we wouldn't end up with all these, like, you know, like
the little dev sized void in his heart.
But only when he's blonde. With Tom Blythe as a
wild
net does looking not him, do it for me.
Looking up the actor just in normal everyday life was wild for me.
What an experience. I need him to bleach his hair or wear a blonde wig or something for the rest
Someone
of his life.
Someone talk to that man and tell him.
So we'll be doing that. So like Loretta said, let us know if you have a preference of which one we do first, because we're deep diving. We're going to take notes. We're doing all of the Easter eggs that we can find, all of the differences, all of the similarities.
I'm pretty stoked.
Logan Lerman will forever be my Percy Jackson, but I know that the movie is not that good, but I wish, you know,
Logan him Lerman and had him his time. Him as that role was good, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much all they got right. But yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. If you want to hear more about my thoughts on Logan Lerman as Percy Jackson and anything else that's Rick Riordan related, we'll be here, because that series is very beloved to me. I have a lot of editions and I'm excited for those episodes. So
yeah, you have the cool editions.
Yeah, I have a lot.
The special ones with the character illustrations on them, which I like.
Yes, I have the illustrated edition of The Lightning Thief. I have the cool paperback editions. I'm like looking at my shelf. And then I have the regular paperback, my beat up copies that I reread over and over again.
And then I have
the hardcover copies from Juniper Books with like the cool blue.
Oh, yeah.
Spines. I have a lot. I have like two shelves of Rick Riordan chilling.
I mean,
so I'm prepared. I come prepared. I have all of my documentation ready to highlight and go through and annotate. I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
We also have author interviews coming up this season, so stick around. There may or may not be one coming up in January for a new YA release that we're really excited about. So
super excited.
Stay tuned for that. What else? I think that's all we have for at least the recent or the more short-term stuff we have coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything. I don't know. We're hoping to get into more, like, topical things, like just talking about, like, the book community at large.
And monthly updates, if you're...
Yeah.
If you hate updates. Keeping track of all of the book talk, Bookstagram, book whatever drama, we're gonna try and attempt to keep track for you and do some.
I feel like I'm not on the side of TikTok that has I'm not on the side of book talk that has the drama, so I need to sort of purposely find my way there. I don't know.
It somehow always finds me, but I feel like it's because I have friends who are on that side of the drama and not necessarily because I'm keeping track of it.
Oh yeah, like you're getting it third hand.
Yeah, but we're gonna, you know, we're gonna keep track of this request. We're gonna have the fun stuff, we're gonna have the crazy stuff, we're gonna keep track of it for you, so that way you can just come here and listen to us talk about.
If there's another dick soap gate, we'll be on it.
Nothing will ever beat that for me. Like, that was a highlight.
We really peaked right there.
Let's just go back. Let's just go back to that era of
I know, the right? community.
That's when everybody was in their prime.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. But anyway, that's it for us for this episode. So to recap, go read 12 Days of Smutmas. We enjoyed it. Krampus Stories, great. We're going to be on Discord soon. It'll probably be live if you're listening to this now. So go check us out on all of our social. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We have X, formerly known as Twitter, but we don't really use it. It's just there, just so that way we don't lose the handle. We're on Threads, Discord, everything else.
We're on everything.
We're there.
YouTube.
Come hang out with us. But yeah, we hope your day is filled with main character energy.
Main character energy. Woo.